Protesters caused disruption across Catalonia following on from the sentencing of Catalan politicians who were found guilty of being involved in the contested independence referendum in 2017. An estimated 8,000 people descended onto Terminal 1 at Barcelona's El Prat Airport, resulting in scuffles between police and protesters inside the terminal building. Over 100 flights were cancelled as a result. There was also blockades on the roads and rail links around the region, with the main station in Girona being closed after protesters walked along the railway and damaged the track. Thousands of Catalan independent supporters also marched in Barcelona city centre, blocking some streets and access to metro stations. Authorities say there were tens of thousands of protesters. Regional President Quim Torra has sent a letter calling for urgent dialogue to be held with Acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and also with King Felipe VI. However, Acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said that whilst no person was above the law, the convictions were not political but legal.
Nobody is above the law. Nobody is above the law. In a democracy like Spain, nobody is subject to trial for his or her ideas or politics, but rather for criminal conduct as provided by the law.
In response, former Catalan President Carles Puigdemont, who's had a European arrest warrant reissued for him yesterday, said that the jailing was an act of revenge against those who led the contested referendum and declaration of independence.
The Supreme Court ruling against the members of the government, the parliament, and the most important social institutions in Catalonia confirms the strategy of repression and revenge against all the Catalan citizens who sought democratic ways to make their will possible.